Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
St. Stephanie Church, Catherland, Nebraska. The endless prairie all around is so bereft of anything that coming up on St. Stephanie Scandinavian Church from any direction is a joy, even though the old church is but a shadow of its former self. It's hard to imagine the neighborhood teeming with Danes and Bohemians and Virginians, a Great Plains melting pot. Each family, 117 kids, trying to make a go of it on 80 acres of lousy land. But there had to be a time, maybe early June, when you could stand beside the old church and hear the music of children's voices arise from homesteads miles around. Worship's been silenced long ago. What few ranchers remain on the land raise lots fewer children on lots more acres. But the Dane Church, as it's called, stays where it's been, suited up dutifully now against the elements, just across the road from its own cemetery. St. Stephanie was a Lutheran church built on land owned by Jantz Sorensen, whose big square-shouldered gravestone stands right up front, biggest in the cemetery, closest to the road, so monumental that when I stepped out of the car, I had the feeling I was being watched. I meant no harm, I told him. Jantz Sorensen insisted, even though he would be at rest here, that the world remember that he was born in Norway, and so the stone says. Way out in Willacather country, southern Nebraska, stone's throw from Kansas, is where this old church or its predecessor once played a role in Willacather's famous prairie saga, My Antonia. The cemetery may well have been the one that refused burial to Antonia's father's family when they asked if his body could be buried just beyond its gates. Tony's father was Roman Catholic, and he was Czech, not Danish and Lutheran. But Cather claims the man's ethnic or religious origins were not at issue when the church refused the family's request. In Willacather's life, Mr. Shimerda's prototype, Francis Sadalek, who lived just up the road, shot himself in his own barn. America didn't fulfill the wonders of its promises. In the old country, he'd been a weaver and a musician, not a farmer. But he'd believed that he could farm. Put seeds in the ground, and then when the harvest is ready, you take out potatoes or carrots and put up what's left of the bounty for winter. You chase chickens, you milk a cow or two, you get yourself a pair of good horses. Seemed a sure thing. Didn't work. 134 years ago, he took his own life and was buried on his own farm when the church turned the family down. St. Stephanie's refusal would not have been horrifying back then. Taking one's life meant having fallen into a despair so hopeless, people assumed its victims had abandoned faith in God altogether. Still, you can imagine the hurt at that decision. Today, St. Stephanie Church is a storage shed. Once upon a time, St. Stephanie's had windows and an altar, a baptismal font, and a communion table, plus lectern or pulpit. With windows and a front door years ago, it must have seemed a place of hope and grace. For decades, its bell must have been heard for miles all around. Once, St. Stephanie's Church created community and broke it. Broke it in pieces, too. That it's still there is a blessing. St. Stephanie's Church still has stories to tell, stories never too old to tell again.